salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into the broadcast again, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 19, the Gospel of Luke chapter 19, and we're going to back up to verse number 11. And deal with this parable. As Jesus is there in Zacchaeus, Brother Zacchaeus' house, he gives this parable, it says in verse 11, because there are those there in the midst that think that he's going to bring the kingdom of God to bear. The Romans are going to be kicked out, Israel's going to be restored to her former glory, and the Lord is going to rule and reign. That's their expectation. They believe that he's Messiah, but they miss things in the Old Testament scriptures about what Messiah would do first. And so he's speaking this parable because of their thinking that way. A nobleman, he's going to a far country and to receive a kingdom and then return. He tells his servants, abide, occupy until I come. He prepares them. He gives them each a pound so they have that to work with under his command. The citizens at hand, they send a message, good riddance, glad you've left, we will not have you to rule over us. That's the message that they send. He returns. He finally does return. He does come back. He begins to reckon with his servants. It says there, the first came and says, your pound, Lord, it's gained 10. And he says unto him in verse 17, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. You've been faithful. You've had fidelity. You've obeyed and hearkened unto my word. The master, the nobleman, said, occupy. And you did that. You've done very well. Servant, you've been obedient. Have thou authority over 10 cities. Verse 18, the second came, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And look how they're saying that. Yours has gained. And they're calling him Lord. And the Lord's taking this in this parable and leaning it towards the true meaning of the parable. A parable is something in life that we understand. A nobleman, his servants, and the work that he would go and do, a trip that he would take and is returning. He reckoning with his servants. Jesus is explaining to us here plainly that's the way it is with us. That's the way it is with you and me. We are accountable to our Lord. He has gone to receive a kingdom for himself by the Father. He's come, and he's gone, and he's coming back. And that's the way it is with our Lord Jesus. Then we came to another in verse 20 saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. Let's just deal with this fellow. Was he obedient? No. Did he hear the word of the Lord? No. Did he have his own idea? Yes. Was his own idea profitable and a blessing? No. Because, see, the others that obeyed, the others that did occupy according to the instruction of the Lord, whether the pound gained 10 pounds or whether the pound gained 5 pounds, they heard the same thing. They were given, the one was given 10 cities, and we'll talk about that here in the future. The other was given 5 cities, faithful and little, the pound, given much more to be faithful over at a later time. Because remember, this nobleman has a citizenry that sent word after him. So his kingdom, his expanse, his dominion is greater than just his household. And so this one comes back, he said, here's your pound back. I've laid it up in a napkin. In other places in the scripture, we see where this servant, in similar parables, hid it in the earth. He trusted the earth more than the command of his master, his nobleman. And then here, listen to this, "For I feared thee." What is there to fear about this nobleman? He made it clear what he expected his servants to do. He provided for them to do it, and he gave them a safe place and a safe place to occupy until he came back. Why is there to be fear of him? Listen to what this steward says. "I feared thee because thou art an austere man." You're rough. You're severe. Have we seen severeness in this? Not at all. He's very clear. He is the one that's in control and is the leader. He's matter of fact about what he expects to be done, but he's by no means rough and severe. He said, "You're an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow." So now he's accusing him of being a thief. You take what you didn't put down. Pardon me. "And you reap what you don't sow." Now he's accusing him of being a thief. Verse 22, "The nobleman speaks and saith unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee." And he is the judge. There's no appeal. The nobleman, the householder, the man that is responsible for this region and this parable, he's the law. He said, "I'm going to judge you out of your own mouth, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow." So he takes his own words and he says, "Out of thine own mouth. That's your opinion of me? That should have been enough for you to know to do better than you did. If you think that I am fierce like a gale and rough and even unfair, you well should know that you should have obeyed what I said." He said, "You know that that's the case. That's what you believe. Wherefore then gavest thou not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury?" That being the case, and you being so fearful and so disobedient, why didn't you put it to the bank so at least I would have made a little bit of interest? "And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. So the Lord says, "Take his pound back. Take that pound back and give it to the one with 10. And they said unto him, "Lord, he hath 10 pounds. He's got so much. It's no matter to the Lord. The Lord works and distributes as he sees fit. For I say unto you that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from them that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away from him." So here the Lord says, you have, you're a possessor. Let's bring this to the meaning of the parable. The Lord is that nobleman. The Lord Jesus is that nobleman. And he came and he gave instruction. And we are his creation. And he has at least given us the pound of life. And we're to use it to glorify him. We're not to use it to glorify ourselves. We're not to use it for the way of the world and of Satan and of the depravity of men and sin. But we're to occupy. We're to hear and believe what he has said. Because you know what? He's coming back. He's waiting for the Father, God the Father, to tell him, "Go, son. Go and make the things happen that we've ordained to take place." He's coming back. And he will reckon with every man on this earth. Every man, every woman, he will reckon with them about what they did with at least the pound, the talent of life. Take it away from him and give it to the one with 10. Those standing around take exception to that. But that's what the Lord does, what he wishes. This man said he was austere. He falsely accused him. And understand the wrath and the vengeance of God Almighty against sin and sinners is the most fierce, dreadful, and terrible, terrifying thing that there is. But the Lord is warned about it. The Lord has given and made a way through his Son that men can avoid such judgment by forgiveness and remission, payment of sins by the Lord Jesus Christ, and be brought not before God as their judge and the condemner of their souls because of their unrepentant way, but can actually become the child of God and the Son of God, walking with him, walking in the light, and glorifying him and rejoicing in him in this life and the eternal life to come. Take it from the one, that one that trusted in himself and the world and not my word. I'm austere, he thinks. Give it to the man with 10. I'll show him how he thinks I deal roughly. Give it to the one with 10. And those around take exception to it, but God does what he wills. For I say unto you that another, everyone which hath shall be given. And so, do you have the Lord? Have you repented of your sins and he saved your soul? I tell you what, it just keeps getting better and better for the children of God. Oh yes, this life may be full of trials and things hard on this flesh, but I tell you what, with the Lord's help, the Lord's touch, the Lord's blessing, the Lord's word, the Lord's spirit, the child of God can rest and rejoice in their Lord and find grace to help in time of need, even in the most troubling things that happen in this life. May God help us that we look to him and it all. And then, on the other side, eternal life with our Lord Jesus. But the one that had the 1 pound and did not occupy, did not obey, did not hear my word, did not believe what I said, did not know and accept and receive that I am coming back and will reckon with every man. What he has nothing, and what he seems to have, even his life is taken from him. That 1 pound of life. I think that's what that 1 pound represents, is life given. He used it on his thinking and his way. Take it from him. Because he that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away from him. In other places in the Gospels it says, even that which he seemeth to have. He seems to be alive, but he's dead. He's dead in sin and depravity. And then, but those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. So the citizenry who said, we will not have you to reign, the unrepentant, the unbelieving, those not in the household, those that would not receive the truth of the nobleman, of our Lord and his word and his salvation, they will be slain, eternally slain before the Lord. In regards to the cities, I think the Lord's speaking about time to come. Faithful in little things in this life, the Lord will make ruler over great things. I think that this is a reference to the children of the Lord and the responsibilities that the children of God will have in the millennial reign of Christ, that 1,000-year reign, that there'll be authority over cities in that day. We'll see. We'll see when we get there. Verse 28, and when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. I see that our time is fast for now. May our good Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek.
We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.